Christmas is almost over. We're going to dig into City Hall and how Frisco works, a couple of things to look forward to this spring, and some cool home electronics. This is the January 2nd, 2014 edition of the Frisco Podcast. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
So it's finally 2014, and we're not wasting any time. We're digging right in. And before we get too far into the new year, though, we're going to say that Christmas isn't quite over. You still have a couple of days left to enjoy the lights in Christmas, the lights in Christmas Square, the lights in Frisco Square.
It is Christmas Square this time of year. Absolutely.
And Skate the Square. So those things run through January 4th, and the lights are still going from 6 to 10 each night. So if you want to get your last look at the colors and taste of the season, make sure you get out to Frisco Square and soak it up. Now, we've got an interesting program that Frisco does that some of you may not know about it. We actually just learned about it recently ourselves, called City Hall 101. And unfortunately, registration is already closed, so if you haven't already gotten in, it is too late for that. But we're
until August. There'll be another session in August.
Okay, so there'll be another session in August. Yeah. So if you didn't make this one and you're interested in this in August, look for that. But basically what it is a free weekly seminar, if you will, to go and learn about how City Hall and Frisco and other municipal facilities work. So understanding the mechanics of our city and what's involved in that. So should be pretty interesting. We're actually going to be there, and I'm going to go when I can, but I think Wendy's going to be bringing us coverage from the individual events. And so we'll cover that for you and help you guys to learn what we discover.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be sharing what we discover every week. They hold this program every Monday night from January. This session right now is from January 13th to April 28th, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m., and so 3 hours of fun every week learning about Frisco. So yeah, ought to be some interesting stuff that I'll be bringing back and sharing.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll find some things that we'll go a little bit more into depth with as the weeks go on. So anyway, something to look forward to. And then also not too far around the corner, believe it or not, will be spring. And we're already gearing up for some of the spring events, and they're preparing. And one of the big ones that they do every year is Arts in the Square. So when is that happening this year?
The Arts in the Square is happening during the last weekend of March. I can't remember the exact dates right off the top of my head, but we will be continuing to remind people that that is coming up. If you are an artist, the deadline to submit your images and your pieces of work, images, forgive me, not your actual pieces of work, but the deadline is January 24th. Space is limited for this event, and there is a jury that's selecting who will be participating. So just because you submit doesn't mean you're accepted. They will be notifying you probably in, I'm thinking, early February, because then payment for your actual booth is due in mid-February. So what Arts in the Square is what it sounds like. It's artists bringing out their wares, but it's not just artists. It's jewelry makers and all kinds of craftspeople coming and sharing their items and selling them. So you can come and spend a fantastic spring day by the end of March. It ought to be beautiful weather. And see all the local artists and artistic talent that's here in Frisco and surrounding.
Yeah, I'd keep your eyes on this one too, because I think it got canceled last year because
of the wind
was like blowing all the tents over and everything. Which means we haven't actually had this event for a couple of years, so it's probably going to get packed.
Right. It'll be a big turnout. This is a big event for Frisco.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Be fun.
All right. So, look forward to that at the end of March. Now, I know everybody's probably a little partied out from the holidays, but, you know, it doesn't take long into the new year before we're ready to kind of get back out there and start having some fun. So what's going on in Frisco this weekend?
So this weekend we have a few things going on. Again, usually, you know, we cover on this show things that are going on kind of all week. And I think that after Saturday, January 4th, everyone's kind of ready to get back to work. So there's a couple of things going on Friday and then a couple of things on Saturday that I want to mention. First off, on Friday night is a night of improv, and the Frisco Improv Players will be playing at Black Box Theater, which is inside the Frisco Discovery Center. This is an awesome, if no one's ever been to this, it's great because these people are fantastically funny, and it's clean. It's totally a family event, and tickets are only $12. If you want to check that out, go to friscocommunitytheater.com, and it's theatre, not E-R. So I always get those confused. People tend to switch that up. Also going on Friday night is at Crossroads Winery. They are welcoming Vandell Andrew, and you can check out him and his music at vandellmusic.com, and that's Vandell with two L's. But he's a saxophone player, and he ought to be absolutely fantastic. Some sax and wine sounds fantastic to me. So that's Friday. And then Saturday, we kick off NCAA Division I football championship in the Toyota Stadium. So at 9 a.m., there will be tailgate town. So break out the barbecues again and slap it on the back of your truck, and everybody have a big party there at the parking lot of Toyota Stadium. And then the game starts at 1 p.m. So that's 9200 World Cup Way, right there across from Frisco Square.
No, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So it ought to be good this weekend. And that's pretty much it. I mean, again, like I said, I think everyone's kind of winding down the parties and the events and getting back to work.
All right. Sounds good. So next week, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're actually going to be out at CES with the Geek Beat and Mobile Nations teams, and we will be broadcasting as a part of CES Live. So we're going to do some coverage from CES, particularly things that we think would be relevant and interesting to everybody in Frisco. So a lot of home tech, maybe some personal tech. We'll try to find some of the wearable tech stuff that's going to be big this year. So if there are things that you guys are interested in hearing about, definitely let us know. The stream will be going live Central Time. It will be from, I think, 2 to 7 each day, which is 12 to 5 out in Las Vegas. And you'll actually be able to watch us live coming to you from the show floor. And we'll be doing interviews and covering all kinds of interesting technology stuff that's coming out at CES. And if there's something in particular that you guys want to hear more about or that you see on the news, let us know. And the best way to do that's probably through either our Facebook page on Facebook.com/lifestylefrisco or our Twitter stream, which is just Twitter/LSFrisco. And let us know what you guys are interested in hearing more about. We're also going to be doing some blog posts on lifestylefrisco.com that will be about some of the things that we're finding at CES. So you'll get some additional coverage that way as well. So while not all of this is necessarily super Frisco specific, I think there's going to be some stuff that we'll find that will be very much of interest to our community.
Well, yeah, because January tends to also kick off like spring cleaning and reevaluating housing situation and wanting to upgrade certain things that are going on in the house. So I think it'll be fun. I think there'll be a lot of things out there that you and I will see that it will be fantastic additions to your home, if you will, on the technology front. So
yeah. So that sounds like fun. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you all kinds of coverage from CES next week, and we'll continue with our usual Frisco coverage as well. As always, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Google+, you can find us on LinkedIn. Wherever you are, we try to be, so come on out and find us. We look forward to talking with you there. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.